This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Well, will all farmers adapt technology? You know, robotics, GPS. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Last week, I attended that Farm Progress Technology Forum that was held at Coralville, Iowa, and it was interesting listening to the conversations in that group. These are real believers, of course, in technology. They packed that conference, those folks who are big supporters of technology. But here's an interesting question. Will the higher cost of technology advancements separate the haves and have-nots of agriculture producers? Dr. David Cole, retired from Virginia Tech University, says he hears that question often. And he said the answer is, well, yes and no. When a producer considers implementing technology such as robotics, GPS, data systems, or drones into the farming operation, several factors have to be considered. Do you and the people that are on your team have the experience and the skills to properly utilize the technology productively? Are your land, labor, equipment, and livestock resources compatible for the use of technology? Some land resources and livestock facilities are much more adaptable to technology than others. What type of marketing advantage or efficiencies can the technology provide? For example, Dr. David Cole points out in the dairy industry, robotics are becoming more popular. Many think this technology is being implemented to replace labor. And he says while that's true, the better managers also utilize the information supplied by the system to provide customized nutrition, breeding, and animal health not only to the whole herd, but to individual cows. In addition to reducing labor cost and providing information to better manage livestock, new technology can enable producers to quantify profitability by production unit. For example, technology and the information it provides was used by a producer to measure profitability by field sections. After doing a partial budget analysis to determine the true cost or benefit of the rented acreage, the farmer declined to rent those 3,000 acres of leased ground. The cost-benefit decision allowed the producer to farm less land more efficiently and improved his bottom-line profit, David Cole says, by $300,000. I'll be back after this.